Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 30th of December. It's an impromptu pod. I had nothing else to do. I've done the football for this evening. Sam's gone out. She's okay. Funny, isn't it? We both tested positive. She's been, but twice she's had it and been pretty much fine. And I'm rough as a dog. I don't even know how that works. I think it is because I'm a machine. And I think that as I'm a machine, obviously more can go wrong. Like a, you know, like an old Mini breaking down and a Ferrari. The Ferrari needs much more fine tuning. I think that's the game. So I thought I'd do a pod. I mentioned briefly yesterday, obviously 2022 is looming a couple of days away. It is a time, for whatever reason, that we look at fresh starts and goals and things like that. So I thought I'd do a little pod on a bit of that. I've actually typed some stuff out because I thought bits I don't want to leave out, and I might do two or three pods on this theme into the new year. But parts of it became a bit of a rant, just things I got annoyed about as I was doing it. So it is a time that we look to set goals, so I'm going to try and sort of talk about a few things with that. There's a really good quote, it's a good book that Dave put me onto again. I think it's on the resources page. It's a Brian Tracy book called Goals. But one line in that that I read that really stood out to me, it's near the beginning of the book, is that he says, "I've found over and over that a person of average intelligence with clear goals will run circles around a genius who is not sure what he or she really wants." And that line sort of really stuck with me. I mean, I am a genius with clear goals, but you're not all in that camp, are you? And I think, you know, the area of goal setting is something I've looked at massively over the last 18 months myself. And some of you we've talked to about it. And it is something that you actually really understand how important it is going forward. And I did a poll on Twitter a while back, a few days ago. And it was a deliberate poll, and it was about what would, if you had three wishes, you can have three wishes. And understandably, not many people answered that poll compared to the other ones, or which I did expect, because not many people want to actually share it with others and put it down. And that's absolutely fine. I actually don't think you should. Obviously I knew I'd get some daft and silly ones like Ian not to sing on the pod and stuff like that, but I did want to see if anybody did actually really put it down and what sort of things they would be. And there's a key difference between wishes and goals, and that's one of the things. Saying I want to be rich or I want to have a load of money, that's just a wish. It's just like a fantasy that you're trying to make happen. A goal to actually achieve financial freedom with a mapped out path to it is a completely different thing than just a wish to be rich. So it's really interesting that, you know, as I say, some did, but I didn't expect a massive number of answers there because it being public, you know, oh, well, he wants to do that and he wants to do that. And I think the one thing as we move forward talking about goals, you won't achieve all of them, or they will have, exactly like our betting graphs, you'll have setbacks and things that, you know, that, but they're only, again, temporary. If you genuinely strive to achieve your goals, you will get there. I am a great believer in that people will get there. A goal, what is a goal originally? I mean, it really, it's something to get to channel your focus, clear a way forward that you can plan to achieve. It's specific, it's measurable. And it can be described and achieved. That's the big difference. And once you set those goals, you have to learn not to be afraid of failure and what others think and move forward. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I watched something this year, back probably nigh on a year ago, back at the start of 2021, when we first went into one of those lockdowns. And it was Johnny Vegas building. It was a series. I think there was four or five episodes. Johnny Vegas building a glamping site. Can't remember what it was called, couldn't remember what channel it was on, but it basically was his journey from basically buying a load of old buses, and I remember he bought a bus over from Malta, and some other vehicles, basically buying a load of old vehicles and turning them into luxury glamping, I don't know what you call them, cabins, residencies, whatever it may be. So he basically had this field and he'd had these five or six vehicles done up, and people were now going and can stay there and stay in these vehicles, and they're all a little bit quirky and done up. But the very first episode, I can't remember how he got into it, but the very first episode, he meets his family at a pub and tells them what he's going to do. And this is what I'm planning to do. And they all laughed and ridiculed him. Hey, you won't do that. You always have these madcap ideas, all that sort of stuff. That's why I go back to that Twitter poll. Quite simply, if you're afraid of that scenario and if people in your life are going to, then don't tell anybody. There's nothing that says you've got to tell anybody, other than people really close to you. You know, like obviously I'll discuss anything I wanted to do with Sam or whatever. But, you know, I didn't tell my brothers, for example, particularly my next brother out, I didn't tell them that I was betting football until I was earning a good living out of it, because they would have just been negative. They'd have been on at me all the time. Every time we met up, oh, you're still having, trying to do that and all that. So I didn't do it, but I advocate that obviously you should speak to your spouse or whatever, because I think trying to do it in secrecy. But I, you know, I've got a great saying in my house which I've used for years and I still use it now. All information is on a need to know basis. If I don't need to tell people something, I don't tell them. If I need them to know something, then I do tell them, because you then can in effect get a barrier around you from all the shit. And I'm going to come on to this in a bit more that people speak. So let's help you, you know, as you move into 2022, genuinely, again, those who are serious about wanting to set goals and move their life forward, I genuinely do believe that unless you do start to get these out, these goals, then it will help you. You know, I'll go back to that first line. If you don't have goals, I think you make your task a lot harder than if you have goals. I personally, I'm a positive person. I firmly believe anybody can achieve anything if they focus on it. I know other people think otherwise, you know, and of course people can come out with ridiculous scenarios like I could never now become an NBA basketball player, yes. But had I been 15, 16 and that was one of my goals, what would have stopped me? I know people are going to say your height. No, maybe not. I was flipping good at shooting and dribbling. Who knows? But I don't, you know, one of my great assets, I don't give a fuck what other people think. And I know people think otherwise, but I have to believe that I can achieve what I set out to do. So I think what you need to do is identify what you really want from life going forward. And it's not just finances, everything in life, relationships, health, everything. Put them in short term, mid term and long term. Be really clear, write them out specifically, detailed. Then prioritise that list and start to, as you're putting that list together, start to think about how you would go about achieving them, what steps, what needs to change. And change is a real key word for this, is you can't suddenly become something without changing a lot around you. And that, I think, is one of the hard things and the barriers to people. You actually have to physically and mentally change how you work and how you operate and how you do things. So identify them, write them down, midterm, long term, short term, midterm, long term, prioritize them and start to think about how you can go about achieving them. What is needed, what steps are needed, what needs to change. And as I say, change is the key word. I think in general, people have got to start being more positive. We live in a world, and I've got people on FTS that I try and help, and they're very negative, very not in a nasty way, and not in a, but it's hard work. They're always questioning, can they do this? Can they do this? Can they do this? It's a difficult thing, I get it. And obviously, particularly with trading, if you start to see positive results, very up and down, people start to see positive results early. Oh, this is great, this is brilliant. People who perhaps, you know, new method, have a couple of losers. No, always me. It's got to just generally in life, I think, become more positive. We live in a world, in my opinion, where people love to be negative, love to put others down, love to show they're better than someone else. It is all bollocks. You know, I said yesterday, I will not in 2022, and I mean this, I am not going to engage with people whose default mode is to be an arsehole. I'm not talking banter. I love banter. I love piss taking. I'm quite quick witted, I think. I'm quite quick at thinking of lines to take the piss out of people. But it has a time and a place. I know who I can banter with. For example, I've got three brothers and a sister. Two of my brothers and my sister. I know we can absolutely rip the piss out of each other. And it just goes around. Whose turn is it now? My next brother up loves to be on the piss taking side. Cannot bear it if it turns on him. So I'm always conscious when I'm in his company that the day's only going to end badly if it starts on him. It annoys me because he joins in when everybody else is ripping the piss out of me, and I sit there and think, fucking got some front you. But I understand the situation that I've got nothing to achieve by joining in, having a go at him, because he just can't handle it. So it's knowing when to. But if your default mode of engagement with me in 2022 is only going to be negative, only going to be to ridicule, only ever going to be to take the piss, that's all you've got. It's your issue, not mine. You know, I've got people on FTS who, you know, a lot of it you guys don't see. I understand that. But they're, whatever it is, they're either threatened by me, intimidated by me, jealous, whatever it is. And rather than try and understand me, they are negative, ridicule, rather than try and learn. They just want to be fucking morons, to be honest. And I've got no time for it. If that's your default mode, if your default mode is just to be a cunt and take the piss out of people, and actually when you go back and look at what you write, everything is fucking negative. All I've ever said about this guy is fucking negative. That's the only way I can interact with him. I've got no time for you. Fuck off. And I recommend to any of you that you bin those sort of people out of your life. I've got people now, plenty of people, who want to learn and want to learn. And one of my goals over the next 5-10 years, as I look to 60, 65, and let's say, right, I'm not going to do this anymore, is not to leave a legacy, but to leave people in a position where they can do this themselves. And I mean properly do it and properly make money at it. You know, I'm not one of these doom mongers, old Betfair's going to go. There's always going to be a way to do this. You know, even if I built one myself, there's always going to be a way to do this. And I want to teach people how to do it so they can carry on winning long after I've gone. And I've not got time for it. So my advice to those who really want to succeed, genuinely, is ditch the negative, ditch the bollocks, talk about things positively. A lot more positivity, and you'll be miles better. You know, just yesterday, and I know I poke people, and again, I come back to, and I'll say this again later, people have a choice to listen to this podcast. It's simple. It's me talking. It's never really structured. And you have a choice. You can press a play button or not press a play button. I don't listen to Piers Morgan or follow him because I think he's a fucking prick. So it's quite simple. So if you think I'm a prick or that, just move on. Just there's hundreds of thousands of things you can do. Move on. But I do poke people. So I knew yesterday mentioning vaccines, I knew it would bring people out. I'm confident for a start that I know far more than most people about it, because I have read thousands of pages on it. But I also know that that in no way makes me an expert, and I don't purport to be. You don't see me on Twitter or social media or sending out emails telling everybody what I know about vaccines. I keep it for myself so I can make my own judgments. And I knew when I said it yesterday, you know, when, you know, I get up and what, shall I mention it? Shall I? Yeah, well, fuck it. And I know I'm poking people, but there's two issues to that. Firstly, I had two messages. Stick to football. Oh, stick to trading, sorry. Stick to trading, Ian, and leave the other stuff. Why? Why the fuck should I? Why? What a ridiculous attitude to have in your life. Not, again, not my issue. It's your fucking issue. You want to live in a world where people can only talk about what you think they should talk about. It's fucking unbelievable. Listen to yourself. Genuinely stand in a corner and listen to yourself. You know, you see it when Gary Lineker posts something. Stick to football, Gaz. As if that's his only possible use and knowledge in the world. Do you realise how fucking pathetic it makes you as a person sound? It's not my issue. It's your fucking issue. I talk about what the fuck I like. You want to live in a world where people only, not just, firstly, they've all got to agree with you, and then they've got to talk about only what you want them to talk about and what you class them as. Fuck off. You get fuck all from me. Well, it's fucking pathetic. It's fucking sick in the head. Genuinely fucking mental. And it's shameful that is unfortunately where society's going. It is fucking pathetic. Grow up. Now, imagine if we could only talk about what we fucking knew about. Suxy and fucking KK, they'd have to talk about being idiots all day long. That's all they could do. But we do live in this world where people want to be right, read only what agrees with them, and most are completely fucking ignorant. You know, my mum, and another great saying my mum had, a little knowledge is dangerous. You know, you look at those fucking idiots in Milton Keynes yesterday. You don't have the vax. Fine, I've got no problem having an adult conversation with people who don't want to have the vaccine. One of my best friends on FTS, guy I really like, got a lot of time for, I've played golf with him, really, really like the guy, won't have the vaccine. I asked him why. He told me his reason. I didn't go, I said, okay, that's fine. If that's what you believe, that's fine. I want him to have it because I don't want him to get ill and fucking die. But he's got that opinion. That's fine. And we had a perfectly adult conversation. And it's one of them things you think, well, actually, it's probably best just not to talk about that now because he's not going to agree with me and I'm definitely not going to agree with him. So that's it. I'm not going to spend my life banging placards outside his door. Come on, have the vaccine, have the vaccine. Fucking ridiculous. And I don't know where this has come on in life that people think that now they live in this world where they can do that. You know, they all this talk about freedom, but they want to fucking turn up at Milton Keynes calling people murderers. And you know, I've got no fucking time for it whatsoever. They should be fucking locked up. Not a fucking time. What right do you have to turn up fucking hounding people who do want to have the vaccine or want to administer the vaccine? What the fuck are we living in? I'm telling you now, which is an absolute fact, the only fucking way out of this thing is vaccination. And it isn't just vaccination here. We've got to vaccinate the whole fucking world. That is a fact, and I'll have that conversation with anybody. It is the absolute only way out of this. And whilst everybody's going, oh, Omicron, it's not that fucking dangerous, if other people are getting this in other parts of the world that aren't vaccinated, there will become a more lethal fucking cocktail of this, whether it leaks into SARS or MERS. It's a fucking time bomb waiting to happen. But that is another conversation. Again, it's not for now, it's for if people want to have it. I'm more than happy to have it and show you the evidence of it. But I'm not going to start fucking patrolling up the M2 going, hey, fucking world doom's coming, I'm telling you, listen to me. Fuck off. It's fucking mental. Absolutely mental. And all I can say to you is if you've got people who are negative fucking idiots, fuck them off out of your life. Speak positively from January the 1st. You'll feel fucking great. Start today. Don't need to wait till January the 1st. Start today. Anyway, back to goals. Where was I? See, I told you I'd go off on one. You've got to understand, once you've set these goals, we can write it all down. You know, one of the biggest things with people is they do all this and then nothing happens. Is it requires work, it requires change. So, for example, if your goal is to be a better football trader, you need to understand the work involved in that. You need to understand the areas you need to improve. So, for example, when I say to people, stop watching fucking scores, I mean it. I'm telling you, it doesn't help you become a better football trader. It's not a joke, it's not light-hearted. It's a fucking hindrance. But it doesn't stop. That Telegram group's fucking full of it. People leave the Telegram group going, Ian, it's doing my fucking nothing. The mental stress you're putting on yourself, result by result, day by day, it's fucking mental. I can only say stop doing it. I can't make you stop doing it. I'm telling you from experience, it's fucking not going to help you at all. But there you go. I can't control people. Big one for me. Stop thinking that you're worthless and stop thinking others are better than you. You know, it goes back again to the sort of talking about that. We have a culture in everything now, and particularly in sports trading, where people who know fuck all can appear as experts, and people who are even quite good still have to force their view that their way is the only way. Cunts. That's what they are. Fucking plain and simple cunts. I've got no time for them whatsoever. Fucking zero. They are fucking arrogant fucking pricks. It's fucking disgusting to me. I find it's one of the things that fucking annoys me more than anything. It's why I do not enter into Twitter spats with people. on it because I fucking find them deplorable fucking individuals. Rise above them, fucking bin them. Honestly, go on Twitter or whatever social media platforms you use, bin them. One this morning, a guy posted a thing, a fucking despicable email that's gone out in my mind. And he's put, yeah, I like to see what's going on. Fucking bin it. It's not doing you any good. Fucking bin them. You don't need these people in your life. And once you start to understand that and value yourself, you'll fucking start to get somewhere. Fucking bin them. Absolute fuck. I hate it. I fucking hate the arrogance of telling somebody your way is the only way. Or look at me and I do this. Who the fuck do you think you are? Genuinely, who the fuck do you think you are? You're fuck all. You're fuck all. Fucking wankers. Like fucking cockroaches. And it is easy as you get older. You know, I'm a completely different person at 50 to what I was at 30. And particularly when I first started to do this, I felt I had to prove myself to my family because I knew they wouldn't, approve. They wouldn't approve of it. Fucking richer than all of them. Richer than all of them. But it wasn't just about that. It was about proving that I could do it without all the negativity. Fucking bin them. And binning that self-image or trying to appeal to others isn't what you need to do. You need what a fucking stranger thinks of you on Twitter, what a fucking distant relative thinks is fucking irrelevant. Fuck off. Bin them off out of it. The shit that we see on these social media platforms. I watched a program last night. I might get emotional talking about it. It's a girl who was killed called Molly, and ITV did a true crime series called Social Media Murders. I know the girl. I don't know her well. She served in a pub that I'd been in. I've got friends who know her really well, but one of my best friends, female, was a CSI first on the scene. This bloke stabbed this girl to death in a car park in broad daylight. Fucking hate social media. Honestly, I watch it. I just think it's fucking deplorable what these people do. But all this sort of image thing and trying to appeal to people and what strangers think of you on fucking Twitter and Facebook and that, fuck off, bin it. Honestly, just go through and ask yourself, what help is it doing in your life? If I wanted to have rucks with people on social media about betting and things, it'd be a fucking 24-hour job for me. So, genuinely, when you talk about achieving your goals, identify that negativity in your life, identify the people you don't need, and fucking eliminate them today. Today. And don't feel bad about it. Oh, he's going to see I haven't followed him. Who gives a flying fuck? Identify the people who offer nothing to your life but negativity, pointless bollocks, and I include myself. If you don't find that this pod is something, it's something that annoys you, stop fucking listening. Remove it today. Not tomorrow, not next week. Fucking get on there and remove it now. Because you do not need that shit in your fucking life. It is a cesspit. And if it's people not on social media, people you bump into, always having a fucking go at you, fucking bin them. Don't mix with them. Don't feel, oh, I've got to see them because I haven't seen them. Fuck off. You don't need them. You fucking find you don't need them. It's that same old thing I used to say to my kids when they went to school. How many friends have you genuinely got from school? 15, 16, 17, when you wanted to be in with the cool kids. How many of them are you friends with when you get to 30? One for me. One. All this fucking wasted time trying to appeal to people as a fucking youngster. That they're going to be fuck all in 10 years' time. Fuck all. You turn up, went to a school reunion. One of the most fucking awkward things I've ever been to. I just had to get fucking hammered. Just in a room full of nobbins. Fuck off. Bin them now. Stop thinking people are better than you. Stop thinking you're worthless. Stop thinking you've got to appeal to these other people. Fucking bin them off out of it. What else? Where am I? I'm fucking gone, man, aren't I? Don't be afraid to ask for help. I think this is one of the massive things. Whatever your goals are, you may need help. You know, I get people say to me, oh, I don't want to take up time. I've got no problem if it's common sense. I'm not going to deal with idiots next year. 100%. and there'll be a lot less email replies, and Dave and I'll find a way to work that without being rude. But whatever your goals, you may need help. Psychological help, physical help, mental help, practical help. Ask. Don't be scared to ask. Ask the people who can give you that help. Why wouldn't you ask? I find it fucking madness that people don't ask. It's like this COVID. I'm not going to lie. I was getting worried last week. I was seriously ill. I felt my throat closing up. I felt I was struggling to breathe. I reached out to people who knew more than me. I didn't say I'm feeling sorry for myself. I didn't go on Twitter or YouTube for a fucking whack job who knows fuck all about it. I got hold of two people that I know have decent medical backgrounds and would know what they're talking about. And they basically talked me through it. And they didn't cure me because they couldn't cure me, but they put my mind at rest as to actually what was happening, what I could expect to happen and what I was going through. I had no harm in that. I didn't feel like, oh, it all sounds a bit silly, I'm ringing you because I've got a cold. And these people say it's just a cold. Fuck off, fucking idiot. Apps. Fucking clueless cunts, idiots. So do not be afraid to ask people for help. It's the way you ask. Accept that not everybody can help straight away. But whatever it may be, whether it's family members that you need to be accountable to, whatever it may be, kids that you need to, you know, give you a bit of time perhaps, sit down, talk to them. Don't be scared to ask for help. Why wouldn't you? Find it madness. Stop making excuses. This is my big... You think the rest winds me up. This is my biggest bugbear. Always got an excuse. Always for something that's not happened. Whatever in our world, bets missed or giving up or whatever it may be. Always someone else's fault. Ian's fault for the selections were poor. Abby's fault. Oh, I was cooking, missed it. Fucking grow up. We're fucking adults. I'm pretty sure there's not many 8, 9, 10 year olds listening to this. We're fucking adults. Fucking grow up. Please. Just grow up and fucking take some responsibility. None of us are fucking perfect. I am far from perfect. No one is perfect. Not one person, no matter how they try and appear. No one is perfect, and we all make fucking mistakes. Pick yourself up, take responsibility for it, and fucking move on. And all I'll ever say to people about mistakes, and again, I'll go back to my mum, it's fine to make a mistake once. All do it. Don't make the fucking same mistake twice. Learn from it and move on. I fucking can't bear excuse. Oh, I wasn't feeling well, so I had to eat an extra 4 bars of chocolate. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You fucking chose to. You fat fucker. Fucking give up. Honestly, stop making fucking excuses. So, getting back, where were we? This has turned into a good one, hasn't it? So, where can you start today? I think the start is to actually physically write some goals down. And achievable, time span, describe it, measurable, so that we can actually say have we achieved it or not, really where we want to get to, life, health, relationships, whatever it may be, finances, really go into some depth in it, and there's plenty of websites that can help you with that stuff better than me. Prioritise them, time them out, identify what needs to happen. So for me to start achieving that goal, what actually needs to happen? And start, choose your first steps now. It's all fucking noise if you don't actually do it. And, you know, again, I'm happy if people want to share this stuff with me to help. You know, as I say, next 5-10 years of my life, yes, I'm going to trade football. I'm going to still be doing what I'm doing, but I genuinely want to try and help some people through. And that's the period I sort of look at. I never say to anybody, oh, we'll be earning fucking millions tomorrow. 3 to 5 years, and then obviously learn to do it over 3 to 5 years. 5 to 10 years, absolutely maximise it. You'd all be fucking multis. There's absolutely no reason why not. Other than you, other than the people you mix with, other than the way you behave, other than the way you act. And unfortunately, the key word comes down to you. But there's plenty of stuff I've given you today that I'm telling you will improve your life. For me, still deal with too many fucking idiots or read too many idiots who've got fuck all to say. Genuinely, when you break it down, I go through people, I think, why am I even fucking interacting with this individual? He's got absolutely fuck all of any worth to me. Fuck all. Honestly, and you identify the people who are. And once you start putting your time into that, they'll help you with your way forward. But ultimately, it comes down to you identifying these goals, getting them down, getting a pathway to them, realizing what needs to happen and change, and then starting to implement that. And I will say the key word with this is change. It's that Einstein thing. To keep just doing the same thing and expect different results is absolutely fucking madness. But there you go. That's me. Happy Christmas again. I'm on fire this week, aren't I? I'm on fire with positivity. Happy fucking Christmas. Happy Christmas. Thursday the 30th. I did this today just because I thought I'm going to do the old pod with old Numbnuts tomorrow night. And we're going to discuss Leicester, Liverpool. Tuchel as well. He annoyed me last night. Well, no, he didn't annoy me. Just the comments to him talking about substitutions and things. I mean, this is where we've got to. I'll do it now. This is where we've got to. That Chelsea had world-class players on the bench last night. And the Chelsea fans who are backing up this five subs thing, because Tuchel's another one who wants it, are saying, oh yeah, but we did have these players on the bench, but they don't play that midfield position. Fuck off, mate. Fuck off. Tottenham had to substitute a left back the other day for a right back. He's fucking shit as a right back, let alone as a fucking left back. That's fucking football. Oh, we need that because we can't bring that player on in that position and have a world-class replacement. What are we becoming in football? It's a nonsense. Genuinely, if it didn't fucking make me a living, put the fucking game in the bin. Absolute bollocks that people are talking these days. All driven by, I wish fucking Twitter and Facebook all got fucking blown up tomorrow, honestly. But I've met some nice people on it, so there is every cloud has a silver lining. Right, enjoy your Thursday. Be back for football tomorrow. Happy Christmas. It is still Christmas. See, there's 12 days of Christmas. So this is the shit bit in it between Christmas and New Year and her birthday. Oh, I don't know. Right, have a lovely one, and I'll be back with Zed tomorrow for the football preview and then into the weekend.